This episode is brought to you by Stitcher, and it will be about NXT this week for August 12th. This week's episode of NXT, August 12th. And again, this is brought to you by Anchor. Thank you. And I will start the intro. Mark's in Wheelchair. You're listening to Mark's in Wheelchair. I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and everywhere you can think of, like Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher. I'm on everywhere you can think of. Mark's in Wheelchair. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Mark's in Wheelchair. Welcome to the show. Like I said in the introduction to this episode, this episode is about NXT from August 12th of 2020. The episode opened up with Karrion Kross and Danny Burch, because Karrion attacked Danny Burch last week, so Danny Burch gets his retribution on, well, try to anyway, on Cross, and it doesn't quite outwork the way Danny Burch wants, because Cross just demolishes Danny Burch, and then you got Keith Lee comes out and tells Karrion, I went to William Regal and begged him to give me a match with you, so I will put my NXT title on the line against you at NXT TakeOver 30. And when Keith Lee went to go give Scarlett the contract, she took it to Karrion Kross, and then he signed it, and then she took the book and kissed the contract folder, and then Keith Lee opened the contract folder, and when she kissed the book, she made the pages blow up in Keith Lee's face. Now, it's a storyline, so that was cool. But yeah, and then they went to commercial. Keith Lee had to go to the hospital because he couldn't see. Obviously, it's because he got burnt in the face after he opened the contract back up from Karrion Kross and Scarlett when they were done signing the contract. And then Mia Yim came over and try to help him with his put a washcloth over his eye, because Keefe was like, "No, I got this, I'm fine, I'm fine." And then me and him is like, "No, you need to listen to the medics." And so he ended up going into the ambulance, and he took him to the hospital, and then he came back, had a match with Indy Hartwell. That match was excellent. Indy Hartwell was good. I'm going out of order, I know, but Indy Hartwell is one of the best female UK wrestlers they have right now. So I hope they do big things with Indy Hartwell. But she didn't get the win over me and him. Me and him got the win over Indy Hartwell. But I wish she did, but she didn't. But and then we have the I'll be right back. Welcome back to Marks and Widger. Welcome back to Marks and Widger. I'm sorry about that. I had to get a drink. I made the mistake earlier. I told you about Indy Hartwell and me and him. That match happened later on, but after the Keith Lee and Cross segment, there was another segment where Drake Maverick and Dane had a match, and then the cruiserweight champion came out with his goons, and they attacked Drake Maverick and Dane, and then Prince Pretty came out to make the save, try to anyway, and then then Breezango came out. Sorry, I'm having a brain fart. Then he came out with a red stick or something. I can't remember what it was. They got beat up for their troubles. And then Swerve Scott came out and saved the day, I guess. And so that might be another match for next week. I don't know. And then we had the women's match, but I'm not going to go into that since I have already did that. Io Shirai and Dakota Kai had video packages talking about the match at TakeOver 30 and August 22nd before SummerSlam. But that was just Dakota Kai saying that she would win the women's title from Io Shirai. And then we had the three-way tournament for the North American title, where three people would fight and then one person would get in, and then the other three that lost the week before that, they would, one of the people that lost the previous week would win the other spot, because Dexter Lumis hurt his ankle a couple weeks back, so he's out of NXT TakeOver. And that's all I can remember right now. If I have any more, I will re-update the episode somehow and let you guys know. But that's all I have for right now. I do remember one thing. Sorry, my brain is computing with me today. I'm joking. It is Velveteen Dream is back. That was one of the matches for the North American title spot. Yeah, that's what I can remember from the NXT from this week. So, okay, let me know if I missed anything or something. Or if you want your voice in the next episode, please send me a message on my Anchor/Jesse/Marks. I will put the link in the episode so you guys can follow that and message me, and then you can have your voice in my next episode. Or if you want me to talk about anything about me, I can, I will. So just let me know, and please subscribe and download the podcast. And if you want to contribute to this podcast or support this podcast, you can, but you do not have to. It will help me in this podcast, but you don't have to. But so if you want, that's great, but if you don't, then just keep downloading and subscribe to my podcast. And this is run by Anchor, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I see you on the flip side. Bye. Please support this podcast. Support Mark Sandwichia. Support Mark Sandwichia. It will help this channel out, or my podcast out. It will help me out. So please subscribe, download. If you want to contribute, you can. If you want to send me a voice message and have your voice in my show, you can. Please download, subscribe, and I hope you like the podcast. Tell me what you don't like, or send me a message, and follow us on Facebook. One, everywhere you can think of, Spotify, iHeartBreaker, iTunes, so give me 5 stars, or rate me, so I can get this podcast, better than what it is now. Thank you and have a nice day. Bye. Got that show. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. I will put my links below. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Mark's Podcast, on Twitter. And as I show, have a good night and talk to you soon. Bye.